And how about a noisy burlesque serenade after a wedding? You have a name?
Chivalry.
Could you describe that for me?
Yes, that's the way I remember some of them, as I say, in the neighborhood when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. It used to be pretty much among the Irish neighborhood. Mm-hmm. The kids and some of the younger people, not maybe the older people, but I mean some of the teenagers, maybe some people, they'd gather around the house, especially around the backyard. In those days, the homes had, in fact, every home had a backyard.
Yeah. When did they do this, though? What, before the wedding or after?
This was after the wedding, I think, and during the wedding, too.
Okay.
Usually in the evening, they'd come around, they'd come with tin pans and rattlers and noisemakers and washboard. I think you make a noise, but tin pans and usually tins of different kind. Tin pans are kind of thing, and had a piece of wood or something, and they'd bang on it, and they'd yell, and they'd sing songs, and they'd yep and holler. But the noise was made by, and it was done in fun, though, you know. It wasn't done to annoy him, but just to give him a rousing.
I see. Did they try to get anything for this?
Yeah, they tried to get something. They didn't. Some minds, if they made too much noise in some families, they throw a bucket of water at them if they got too rough.
They ever throw pennies to them?
I don't remember that they did. Maybe they did, but not in our neighborhood.
Okay, fine. Now, how about the man who is with the groom at the wedding? He's called the what?
The man with the groom?
Yeah.
He's the best man.
Okay.
Sometimes he's more nervous in the room.
Yeah.
I know I was on two occasions.
And how about the woman who's with the bride?
She's the bridesmaid.
And how about the man and woman at this wedding? They are what? They're being what?
They're being married.
Okay.
Situation.
Okay. Here, how about now if you have a lot of people came, you might say, if everyone was there, you might say the what was there?
The group was here.
Yes, but all of them. You'd say the group. You wouldn't say just the group. You'd say, but every member of the group was there. You'd say the what group?
The entire group was
What's
here.
Another word you might use for entire?
All the guests were here.
Another word you might use besides entire or all?
Not
part of them. Not part of the gang, but the what?
The whole community was
okay.
There.
Okay.
That's what.
Yeah. Now, would you use? What would you call them in a depreciative way? You know, I'm just kind of...
The whole mob was here.
Okay.
Well, of course, they're young. You might say the whole gang was there.
Gang would mean younger?
That'd be for the younger, I imagine. And they might rather say all the folks were there.
Okay.
I think that'd be quite common. All the folks were there. All the guests were there.
All right, and what if you, what might you call a celebration where there's music and the people are out on the floor, men and women are out on the floor?
A dance, a ball.
Is there a difference between a dance and a ball in your mind?
Well, a ball seems to be of a larger activity, larger group, and I think a ball would be where comprise more of a ceremonial affair. A dance could be merely a group dancing, and they have a little dance.
All right. What if a boy didn't go to school? What would you say he was doing?
He was playing hooky.
And what was he? He didn't go to school. He was neglecting his studies. He wasn't going to get a good what?
He wouldn't get a good report.
Well, why is he going to school to get a good report?
If he neglected, he wouldn't get a good education.
Okay.
I know the kids are very much concerned about their report cards, you know, if they played hooky. And then they'd be the time for report cards. The kids used to be afraid to go home for really someone bring the report card home
and
show them when they played hooky.